is an interview with Virgil Poling in Little Deer Isle, right? Maine. It's February 8th, 1980. That's correct.
That's correct, yes.
Perhaps we could begin by your talking about your childhood in general terms, and also think about something, you know, anything that led you towards your eventual career. How far back can you see glimmerings of what you eventually did? What's your family do? What was it like?
Well, I was born in rural area of southern Ohio, and my grandfathers were both farmers of a different sort. One liked to farm the soil and one liked to have animals. Neither were very prosperous. My father was into a lot of things. It'd be difficult to pin down exactly what he had done, but anyway, I remember my childhood very vividly and was very happy. We would be now considered extremely poor people, but I don't have that impression. We were very rich because we lived in the country, and I enjoyed many acres to play on and roam. I was not born in this log cabin, but I was born across the road, my grandmother's house, but we moved into the log cabin. So I spent until I was about 11 or 12 years old, we lived there. And then we moved to a small town in Ohio.
Where was that?
In a town called Tarleton, Ohio.
Tarleton.
Yes, near Circleville, where I went to school, and then on to high school there.
Did you like school?
Oh, I loved school, yes. I could hardly wait to go to school all the time. And then I went on to college.
Did you think why you wanted to go to college, or did your parents just think you might go?
No. It was just something that sort of happened. I had a desire to know more about things, to learn. And actually, my life at that time was on a completely intellectual level, trying to learn more instead of getting into doing things. But all the time, I had been doing things. My father always did things for himself, during this time, because of my interest, I had the good fortune of knowing a family that three sons and a father who were builders and cabinet makers. And they were all specialized so that one would build the stairs and one would do the framing and so forth, but highly skilled people. And it reached a point where I was big enough they let me hand them things, like a tool or carry some lumber. Then it got to the point that they would let me do a little of the work, and then a little more of the work, and so forth. And so I learned a lot. And this might have been the beginning.
But this was something you do after school?
Yes, and summers, largely summers.
But it was very enjoyable.
Oh, very enjoyable. And then on the other side was a blacksmith. He had been a carriage maker and was still repairing carriages. This was still in the days when they had carriages.
Was this in the 1920s or something?
That was the 1920s, yeah. And I remember that he was getting pretty old, so he would let me help him bend the rims and so forth. And I admired him a lot more for his independence and his workmanship than anything else, mainly his independence, because this was at a time when one person didn't do everything. They started factories, and he had